Hello, 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 and welcome.
Welcome.
This is Robert.
What's up, everyone?
Geo, Captain Chaos, and
Migs Angel, Miami.
Miami. Miami.
Miami.
Nice. We are doing our very first live for season two. So if you happen to encounter the notification, come up, join up, and let's chat. Everybody's invited to, collaborate. Let's talk to each other here. So how you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
On a vibe.
What vibe?
The vibe. Just dancing like linguinis.
Linguinis.
How have you been, Rob?
I've been doing good. I've been trying to confuse my host. I mean, without telling you guys what we're going to be recording today, because, you know, we always keep that a secret. I have Captain Chaos and our mad scientist confused as to why I like this movie.
Oh, no. You don't have me confused anymore. I said that you're a confusing fella. Hi, I'm not surprised.
So without telling anything about what we're going to be recording today, can you elaborate for the people that are actually listening right now as to why
it's a mind job horror space trailer?
Yeah, it's, well, here's the thing. For all of you out there who actually, you know, listen to our show, you know that I like happy endings. And
yeah,
that's not what we got.
Yep.
And anything that were the, like, the main character dies at the end, you know, stuff like that, I consider that movie or that TV show sucks, right? But I do have some exceptions.
This is a big exception.
And huge. Also, I don't like horror at all. So
that's bullshit. You're picky with it. You like it. Oh, look who's there. Look who's there.
So for our very first live, we have our mad scientist. Hello, Ray. We're going
to live. I'm not here yet. I'm just getting everything set up. I've got to take my son to school, and then I'll be back, and then I'll be good to go.
That's okay. So we're actually on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter live right now. So
are we? Yeah. Are you insane? Have you gone mad?
we're trying to explain people without letting them know that we are going.
I think that we finally met.
What, you know, Gio says about how I'm confusing you guys with this movie. So that's what we're talking
was
about.
Was I confused?
Yeah, because, you know, how without telling them the movie. I don't like horror, and I don't like movies where the main character dies. Yet I love.
I call bullshit.
So why is everybody called?
He said he doesn't
today?
Like horror, Ray. He said that he doesn't like horror.
So why is 3 out of 4 of the people he called Robert?
I don't know.
You need to edit that, Gio.
Oh shit.
I just
realized.
But you can't really see it.
There you go.
On live anyway. So
hang on, one of these things here will make it show up. I don't know which one it is though.
And shout out to our one viewer.
Nice.
That one?
Yeah,
give Robert that big face.
There you go. And that one viewer that we have, thank you so much for being with us. I invite you to chat, you know, just put in your comments on chat and you can join the conversation. So
sci-fi is awesome. Just remember that.
Yeah. So, Ray, whenever you have to drop, you can drop. Just wanted to let you know we're live. And this is actually the Lower Decks of Science Fiction Remnant.
Ooh. I wanted to call it the Red Shirt, too.
Did you hear the
call? Who's there, bro?
Yo, what's up, bro? How's it going, man? This is our very first live for season two. So thank you for coming in. We have to have you on more shows.
Did you hear that people are calling for a Star Trek Row series?
Oh, yes. I actually did a Photoshop and put it on Twitter of, you know, what I envisioned to be the poster for that show. Let me see
now,
if I can find
it. Can you elaborate? You said that you wrote something. What did you write?
No, if you don't, here's the thing. And you're probably completely lost right now, because Ro is a character in the Next Generation that I actually love, and I've been wanting a show made out of that character for the longest time, and now people are like talking about it. Let me see here. What? Nice. And Ro, if you want to come in, just let me know. I can send you the link so you can join in. Yeah, everybody loves Ro. So let me see if I can find that. Now, Ray, are you familiar with the character Ro? Have you seen The Next Generation,
course,
right?
Of course I am.
Well, I look for
Ensign Ro from Bajor.
Bajor.
Who's a little troubled. A little troubled.
Just a little bit. A little bit.
Hey, I dumped a whole bunch of awesome quotes in the chat part of Trello.
Ray, what do you think of Dick Excalibur?
The heck is that? I'm afraid to ask, man. I am afraid to ask.
He's been pulling his sword out of the stone again.
Yeah. Okay, This is what I did for Twitter.
Oh, nice.
And you can't really see the bottom here. Nice. Hey, I love Ro, man. And you know, Ro loves Ro. You know what better than that?
Yeah. Narcissistic couple, guys.
Row on row, huh?
Look, this is better. You see that? So, of course, this is a little poster that I pulled up from Strange New Worlds. So, basically, what I did is I just put the Rose face on it and just changed the naming below. But, you know, I want that to happen so bad.
I think they might have to de-age, though, because it's been a few decades.
But, you know, the thing is, look what Star Trek has been doing now. They're doing Picard, the all these shows, when they have, like, what happens to these characters after the fact. And I'm loving that. I'm loving that.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
There you go.
Seven of Nine is immortal.
Nice.
Anyway, I gotta scoot and take my son to school. I'll be back.
Thank you for coming.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
All right, you guys have to update Dana. Who's Ro?
Okay, so
I have no idea.
You two don't even know who Ro is.
No.
Are you familiar with The Next Generation, Star Trek The Next Generation?
No, I've only watched the originals and like scattered.
Oh, okay. Yeah, which is okay.
Oh, is that different? Is that the original? Is that the original? No, that's another one.
Let me see if I can find
the new movies.
I'm going to see if I can find a video so I can show you guys. who Ro is. Are you familiar with Picard at all?
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No idea. Okay. I watched it years ago. Like I said, I've watched the episodes here scattered, you know.
Yeah, me and too. That's the cool thing about Star Trek is that you could watch these episodes in different order. It doesn't really matter. Okay, so I am going to screen share, and this is going to be just like a minute and 40. I might not even play the whole thing, but just so you guys
can see. I was growing up, the two sci-fi things that I watched a lot was obviously Star Wars and Stargate SG-1.
Both great IPs. That's Ro right there in the background.
Have you decided what you're going to say about Ensign Ro? Yes, I have. It wasn't easy. Situations like what? These are
that's
never
Ro.
Easy, number easy? One.
The cheek?
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't even know why I don't remember her.
That's a great episode.
They have balloons in the space.
They have what?
Yeah.
It's in space.
Right?
Oh, those were condoms.
And they have helium.
So they're trying to make what, a spinoff of just Ro?
Yeah.
Ro says that we're too cool for Star Trek.
Nice. Oh man. Thank you, Ro. They basically what it is and I don't want to spoiler the show, the last season of Picard. So that's the reason why I haven't mentioned anything, and I'm not going to talk about anything. But something happens this kind of like inspired the masses. And now everybody wants a show based on her character. Now, if you watch The Next Generation and you saw the, let me call it the arc where she's in, because I can't pick a better word for it. At least to me, I grew to love that character. And apparently I'm not alone, because once that conversation started online on Twitter, everybody was in agreement that, yeah, you want a show about Ro. So you have to kind of watch The Next Generation to kind of see where she's coming from and where she's going.
Well, when did The Next Generation come out?
Oh,
when did it end?
Oh, The Next Generation. I remember I was in Miami and was going to conventions when The Next Generation was in the air. And I remember having my Starfleet uniform. It was really cool, a really cool experience. It was, I can't really think of it. It's, I'm looking it up right now. 87? Not 87. And most people, you know, prior to what Paramount has been doing with the IP, has called this the best Star Trek TV show made. And of course, that's after Paramount came out and started doing all this amazing.
That's only for Paramount.
TV shows that they have been doing.
Oh, so it says from 1987 to 1990. Yeah, that's before my time. I was born in 1990.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was already out when I was growing up. So that's why I remember seeing TV, like episodes here and there, but I never really followed it. I grew up more in the Star Wars era.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, those are two main. Let me see here.
Thank you for your promotion, but no thank you.
I like what Ro's saying. Ro on Ro. Oh, wow. Yeah, Ro is saying from 87 to 92.
I like when these people come on here and they're like, we want to promote your channel. Like, no, we don't. No, thank you. Like, we don't need it.
Hey, they most like Jehovah's Witness waking them up on Sunday, because that's what they practically doing on our show.
right? It was just, they were just waiting for you to go live, Rob.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Now you're gonna get a few more of those messages. So you get those. Man. We get those all the time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So would you like to grow your YouTube? If I wanted to pay for followers on YouTube, I would just go to the actual source, pay $5 for it, and get 10,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
Instead of giving you 20 for 1,000.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to do it. I just don't.
That makes no sense. So you were talking about other IPs that you're familiar with. Can you tell me, Miguel, what is your number one IP in sci-fi?
What's an IP?
Like intellectual property, like
Star Trek, Wars, you know.
Could it be like movies or anything?
Yeah.
Matrix. Games. The Matrix, hands down, one of my favorite movies series. I didn't like the last one too much. I liked the first.
You see, I didn't like the third one.
I like Stargate SG-1 because to me that movie,
Robert, the
Matrix, and the series of Stargate SG-1, I feel like those are documentaries.
Robert loves Stargate SG.
They don't feel like watch it. They don't feel like movies to me.
Yeah. The Matrix really changed what
filmmaking,
future action filmmaking, and actually even changed slightly sci-fi when it comes to movie making. That's one of the movies that we haven't covered yet. And
I heard
Miguel wants to be in for Matrix.
Isn't that one of our like blacklisted movies? The ones that we have to like.
Yeah, Miguel asked me why, and I explained to him like it's gonna be a long episode, so we have like special occasions. But like he wants to be in, man, so we should actually think about bringing the Matrix.
Listen, I have so many things to say about that movie.
Oh yeah, that's the reason why it's in our blacklist.
The red pill.
We might get banned, but there's a reason. A lot of things.
You already scared
I would
Robert.
Say about the Matrix.
Well,
funny enough, I just got him into watching Rise TV, which is like it's a channel like full of how do I say this in a way where we won't get screwed?
Conspiracy.
It's like government conspiracies.
Conspiracy.
Like any like time like from World War One, from Roswell, all the way on to like modern times, and he's just like, we gotta go back and watch this. So we've just been watching episodes all day. He's like, dude, this is mind blowing. I'm like, I know, dude. I figured you'd like this. So
nice. That reminds me of that episode that we did way back in season one, Gio.
Which
what was
one?
That movie? Roswell.
We did Roswell. We did Gattaca too. That it was a great movie. Gattaca is a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
What other movie we did like that? We need to do Repo Man.
Yeah, we have to do that one.
Yeah, whenever I watch a sci-fi movie, I look for the little hints of like, you know, there are some things and like to me, movies and TV shows, they're not like an original idea. I think that everything's already kind of been thought of, but in a meticulous way. That when you watch certain things, especially like sci-fi, it ties into society in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's a small thing or the main story of something that's going on in a sci-fi movie, you could kind of tie it into something that's going on in society. And we'll get that to later on in the main episode. So stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. So I'm going to call it quits for now on our live, our very first live. Thank you, everyone who actually joined us for the live.
You're welcome,
do
Robert.
Reach out to us do reach out to us and see if you like these. We haven't done any for season two. And, you know, mainly the reason is because we can't really find a specific schedule, because I know schedule actually is a big part when doing live. We can't really pick a schedule. So that's the reason why we haven't technically done any live stream for season two. But we are thinking of just doing occasionally, so hopefully you are free whenever we go live, and I do apologize because we still can't pick
Rob. It fell on your head, Rob. Rob, you had a technical difficulty. Caught live, everyone, fresh on the Sci-Fi Remnant.
There you go.
Piece of foam attacks.
Podcaster
host. Killer foam.
The rights of the foam.
See, that's what you get for not talking about the Matrix.
There you go.
It fell on
You're
your
gonna
head.
Have to remedy that. So again, thank you everybody for being on our stream, and hopefully we can see you on future streams, and we can, you know, join in the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, humans.
See you, my popsicles.
Well, this is all for now. Reach out to us and let us know, what do you think about this episode? Share your comments and let us discuss this episode and any ideas on topics you would like us to discuss on future episodes. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sci-Fi Remnant. Would you like to join our Discord server? The link is posted in the description. Remember, if you like this show, do share, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Doing this will help others find and enjoy this show. Thank you. See you next time. This is Science Fiction Remnant, signing off.